Hey everybody, this is Alex Merced, and I want to talk about today about the release of writes in Apache Iceberg. Okay, so bottom, and then what I mean by writes, I mean specifically in PyIceberg, the Python library. So you've already been able to write in the Java library for a very long time. Generally, most write functionality in Iceberg has been built around the Java library up till now, because a lot of data tools are written in Java. But a lot of, data analysts, data scientists, they work in Python. So, it's really important for them to be able to not just be able to read Apache Iceberg tables, which there's plenty of tools for them to do with, but also be able to write Apache Iceberg tables. So as the Iceberg project continues moving towards amazing places, you have write, at least the initial stage of write functionality. There's still a lot of more things to be added. But yeah, you can essentially, what you can do is you can write a PyArrow table to an append it or overwrite an existing Apache Iceberg table. So essentially, it's pretty straightforward. You would use PyIceberg. So again, it's a Python library. And then you would create a YAML file that has all your catalog configurations. Okay, you could or do that, or you could actually put the catalog configurations right in your Py script. But then what you would do is you would load the catalog, so that way you have a catalog connection. Right now, PyIceberg supports the REST catalog, Hive, and AWS Glue. So I think that's kind of the extent of the support at the moment. Again, over time, probably other catalogs are going to all implement the REST spec, so that REST spec will get you a lot of latitude. But essentially what you would do is you would load the catalog. Once the catalog is loaded, you can then load a table from that catalog. And then once you have that table, you can then do an append or an overwrite, and you would just pass it a Apache Arrow table, okay, or data set. And the beauty of it is, if you do append, it'll then again write the Parquet files, create the new snapshot, all that good stuff. And if you overwrite it, it'll write a new snapshot where that is the data. So yeah, I mean, again, it's a step in the right direction. But the cool thing about this is that generally the way it works is that other tools within a particular language, they're going to get that read-write support from that base Iceberg library. So now that PyIceberg has that write support, that means other tools that take advantage of PyIceberg's abilities. So think of things like probably DuckDB, Polars, Pandas. They're going to be able to build more and more Iceberg support. And then, again, you also now have the early stages of the Go and Rust libraries in PyIceberg, or not in PyIceberg, in Iceberg, which is pretty exciting. Also really cool, exciting Iceberg news is the initial stages of the planning for the Iceberg Summit, which is actually going to be an official project-run event of talks about Apache Iceberg and the space, so look forward to that. And yeah, so there's a lot of exciting stuff going on in the world of the Data Lake and the Data Lakehouse. But that's a particularly big one just because it means so many other tools are now going to start having Iceberg write capabilities in the Python world. That's going to make it even easier and more fun to work with Iceberg tables than it has been already. So exciting times. I'll see y'all later. This is Alex Merced. If you guys enjoy, make sure to follow me on LinkedIn and Twitter. All the links are in the episode description. I'll see y'all later. Have a great day and enjoy.